Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. Battle Plan is a discussion, ongoing discussion, about ways we put our faith into action. And our website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehempel1@me.com. I am very excited and honored to bring a very good friend of mine on the show today, Mike Smith. Mike, say hello to everybody and tell them who you are.
Hi, guys. Well, Mike Smith, most common name in the world. And I met Steve a few years ago. It was 5 or 6 years ago. It was back at the NRB, or it was quite NRB. A while. And Steve was one of the only few people when I started my walk into Christianity that was really addressing something that I knew to be real. I just didn't understand it, and that was spiritual warfare. And so I was very curious about Steve, and I read a lot about Steve's journey. I watched all of his videos, and we got to meet and become friends. And I'm glad he's still in the fight. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about today, Steve.
Thank you for coming today. Y'all don't know who Mike Smith is. If you don't know who he is, you're really missing out. He was a Hollywood guy for many years. He was a stuntman and a stuntman coordinator. He worked on a lot of famous shows, including the Batman Returns series, and has a lot of connections. But today I want to focus on, if he doesn't mind, we'll channel the direction based on his responses, because I want you to know about his new film and where you can get it to, Into the Light dot movie, I think it is.
I did a movie called Out of Shadows that, yep, I don't know if a lot of people may, yep, or may
see. Over 100 million views, and they quit counting, and it's free. And what you go to outofshadows.org, isn't it, to see that?
Yeah, or you can go on to Into the Light dot movie, which both movies are there. And okay. Out of Shadows is always free. It's on my X. If you follow me on X, I'm Crux. Got a bunch of numbers. 41. Okay. I don't know what I get. I was, when I made this account, it was so long ago. I didn't know how to do it all right.
And now, Mike was an atheist. Mike was an.
I wasn't an atheist. I wasn't an atheist.
Agnostic.
I would have told you I was a Christian. I just didn't know what that meant.
Okay.
I was raised Catholic, and then I kind of gave up on God, and I gave up on my faith, and I gave up everything. And I just kind of got to a point where I didn't, like, I was like, well, you know, I've been praying for all these years. I've been doing all this. None of this stuff's working. So obviously it's not real. So I'm just going to have fun and do whatever I want. And God had a whole nother plan for me. So
yes, he did. In fact, I'll let him tell you some of the details, but just in a summary thing, so you know where we're headed. He noticed a good friend of his had started displaying a human skull in his office and casting spells on people, and also had a Nazi knife. And he started to realize, well, maybe Satan is real. And if Satan's real, maybe God's really real. Is that what happened?
It was a little more depth than that. But I mean, it was like, you know, if you go watch Out of Shadows, I kind of go into the story of how I came to Christ. Yeah. What it was, in 2014, on Valentine's Day, I was doing a stunt, and it was nothing stunt. It wasn't a big deal. And I got tangled up the wrong way, going over a rail, and I landed on a pipe, and I burst fractured my L2 vertebrae, and I was paralyzed from the waist down. And that was the moment when my life began to reset itself. And so I had to go through a lot of physical therapy and nerve regeneration therapy and things like that. And there was a lady that was really, I kind of credit everything to bringing me to Christ, because she asked me one day, it's called pelvic floor therapy. And if you've never had that or don't know what it is, you don't want to know what it is. It's the most painful, It helps, but it's really painful. They get in and regenerate your lymphatic system and in your, you know, pelvic region. And it hurts a lot. But anyway, so I was going to therapy, and one day she stopped and she said, "Hey, Mike, you know, I really feel like you have dark spirits over you. Can I pray for you?" And I say this in the movie, but I'm like, yeah, sure, you can pray for me, do whatever you want. I don't really believe in any of that stuff, but go ahead. And when you're not a Christian and someone starts praying over you in the spirit, like in tongues, it's a little weird, you know. I mean, it you know, because you don't understand it. And I was like, "What is she putting a hex on me? Like, what's going on here?" And so anyway, I let her do it. And then so like for like three or four months, I would go in, and every now and then she'd stop and say, "Can I pray for you?" I'd be like, "Yeah, go ahead, pray for me." And then finally one day, I say this in the film, I told her, I was like, "You know, I don't believe in any of this. I think you're out of your mind. I don't believe in the spirit world." And she said to me, this is what changed my life, this right here. She said, "Mike," she said, "who do you think," she goes, "the spirit world is very real. And who do you think, when these satanic people and these evil people do their rituals on little girls and boys and they mutilate these kids, who do you think puts these kids back together or these people back together? I do. It's very real and you need to look into it." And I was like, the occult, like satanic ritual, is that real? Do people really do that stuff? And I didn't, you know, I never thought about it. I never even considered it. Like, cause I just wasn't, you know, I was busy with my life. I didn't have time to stop and think about stuff like that. So I was like, well, I don't really want to invite that into my life because I didn't understand it. You know, I didn't understand how it worked. So I started looking things up. You know, I started going online and like reading blogs and, you know, looking for articles, different things to like, what is the occult? What, how does it work? You know, what? And as I was noticing things that the occult were doing, I was remembering things I saw in people's houses.
Yeah.
Like human skulls. Like, where do you get a human skull? I mean, first of all, I mean, it's kind of weird. Yeah. And then, you know, you see these old, you know, like spell books, you know, like witchcraft books. And I, you know, in Hollywood, that's not weird. I mean, like, well, it's normal. I mean, people are just weird. People have all, you know, there's all walks of life in Hollywood. There's, you got Christians, you got from Christians to Satanists. You got the whole gamut of people, where they fall in between. So, you know, I never thought about it or never knew anything. And then, you know, I don't want to go too much into my personal testimony, but what happened after that night was I realized, I was like, oh my God, I've been around, I've seen all this stuff, but didn't know what it was. I didn't understand it. I couldn't recognize it. And then all of a sudden I started realizing, I started realizing that the spirit world was real. And I realized that these people, here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in the satanic world. There is enough people that do, and it affects my reality. Therefore, to me, that makes it real.
Yeah.
I don't have to believe it. They believe it. It's affecting me. Then it's real. So I was like, well, you know, and then you know the story about I got, I don't care if people believe this or not, but I got pinned in my bed by a dark spirit. And it's holding me down. And it was trying to pull my lungs out of my body and it was killing me. And that was the first time in my life that I had ever really gotten scared because, you know, I've been in martial arts since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I've been in a lot of danger, quote unquote, danger situations. Of course you get scared, but this was different. This was like, I didn't know what this was and I didn't know how to fight it, you know, and I've always kind of studied Sun Tzu's Art of War and I've always kind of believed in the warrior spirit, you know, like know your enemy. And this was the first time that I had no idea.
And somebody was praying. You had a friend, I think, praying for you that you would understand that this was real.
Oh, I had a lot of people praying for me. I just didn't know it and I didn't understand it. But then, you know, through my healing, through God giving me grace, I mean, I'm completely, you know, it's been 10 years now since I was, I mean, there was 3 years of a lot of pain and therapy, but you know, here I am 10 years later and I'm fine. I mean, God miraculously cured me. I mean, most people that have a burst fracture in their L2 vertebrae they have major problems for the rest of their life. And, you know, you can call it physical fitness, you can call it stretching, you can call it eating right. I call it God helping me. I call it, you know, God chose to heal me. And
I
know
that. Tell me about you moving from Hollywood and walking away.
That was
heard from God.
Yeah. So when I got pinned to the bed that night, that the next day was when I went. It's a long story. Maybe you could bring me on another time and I'll tell it. But when God pulled the veil back and I felt the love and the light of Christ for the first time. I mean, fully. I couldn't even look at that light. It was crushing me. And I was so ashamed of myself because I didn't believe. I was so ashamed that something, and you know, that light was like crying out to me. And I asked it in my head, why are you crying? And the answer it gave me was, I'm crying because there's so many empty seats in this church. Because there was only like at this, I went to, it's a long story. I don't want to.
Big church.
There was only about 80 people at this, and it seated like 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And I was receiving a holy sacrament. I don't want to butcher the story, sure. But anyway, I went there that day, and when I felt that love and that light and how much God truly loves us, I don't ever want to disappoint that.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be not serving that. And so from that moment, I was renewed. God gave me salvation that day. I repented for everything, and I just started trying to walk the best I could. And at that time, God was really speaking to me. Like, first, one of the first things he told me, he said, I want you to read the book of Enoch. Or at least I had this voice. And I mean, it's not like I hear, you know, like people say, God told you. Well, I mean,
yeah,
like he puts it on your heart, or something really pushing you strongly to do something. And I always relate that to the Holy Spirit. So he was like, I want you to read the book of Enoch. And I'm like, well, God, wait a minute. I haven't even truly read the Bible cover to cover. If you want the truth, I need to maybe start with that. And it was like, no, you need to read the book of Enoch. So I read the Lawrence version and I read the Charles version, and I started studying it. Because what it does do, it's an extra biblical text. It's still part of the Ethiopian Bible, by the way. But it's just an extra biblical text. And I know what, you know, a lot of Christians don't want to believe in it, but there's
a lot about the battle. It's a lot about the war.
It's about spiritual warfare. It's about who you're fighting, why you're fighting them, and how it works. And that to me was pertinent information that I needed to know to walk as a Christian, because we have authority through the word and the blood of Christ.
Right.
We have authority over these spiritual entities.
Right.
We don't claim it and we don't use it. And that's why when I found you, I mean, I read it, you know, I knew about painting my word on your doorposts to your gates. I mean, these are real things that give you back your power. So when you told me about the tent stakes, I've got tent stakes all over this property. I got them around the house. I got them over the yard. I got them on the field. I got them on every gate.
Mike's a believer in what I'm doing, so thank you.
100%. I believe it 100%. And I can tell you this. When people come over here that have demonic entities in them, they get real uncomfortable. And I can see it like that now, because, I mean, I don't care if people think you're crazy for talking about this stuff. Right. It's real. It's 100% real. It's
just, well, I'll just say, I want to plug what he's done. He took the relationship that he began with God and his desire to please him, he took it to another level, because Mike used his expertise in the Hollywood industry and came out with this Out of Shadows documentary that is amazing. You need to go see it. They quit counting at 100 million views. Go to Into the Light. movie and see it, and then purchase his new show, Into the Light. It has revealed the pedophile and occultism problem in Hollywood and in political realms today, and that's why it was banned from Facebook and YouTube and everywhere you can ban it. And he had only had it available on his site for a long time. I want to thank you for what you've done to help promote that the kingdom is real, that evil is real, and that we have a real problem among our entertainment and political realm today that Satan has taken. I've said for a long time, before I even knew Mike, Satan has put his best guys in Hollywood and in Washington, D.C., and that's been a very good strategy. And Mike revealed that in his show. Tell us a little bit about how you did the show and then where to find all this stuff.
Okay. Well, you know, like you, I was going to say, after I started this journey, like once I became saved and born again in the light, God told me, I want you to sell everything you have in Los Angeles, and I want you to move to Nashville, and I want you to build something for the Christians. But first you have to wake them up. And I was like, God, what does that mean? Like, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
But I did it. It was a long story on how I ended up out here, but I moved to Nashville, did what God told me. And I didn't know what to really make, you know, when I started making out shadows, it was going to be one thing and it was going to be something else. And it was going to, and then over the 2 years or 3 years it took to make the film, I felt like it became really centered around the message God wanted me to give. And that's why I think it was so anointed and so blessed.
Yeah.
This new film, I honestly think is more important, and it's only 1 hour and 7 minutes. But it's got General Flynn and Lara Logan and, Dr. Keith Rose and Brian Gamble and Boone Cutler. These are all the top people in their lanes in the intelligence world or in the world of AI. And what we address is a lot of issues that the public's completely unaware of. And what the main point of the movie is, I felt like God was telling me, you have to, before the people can do something about a problem, they need to understand how they're being manipulated, why they're being manipulated, and who's doing it. And being from Hollywood, that's what, you know, you, whether you want to, you know, admit it or not, we all tell stories to gain a reaction, to gain an emotional reaction to a story or to a scene or to a person, to drive a behavior. And yeah. I mean, you know, people like love stories, or people like action movies, or people like just pure entertainment. I mean, but most of the time the entertainment has a narrative in it that's a seed that grows over time, so you will accept other things.
Yeah.
And you're seeing this right now with a lot of the LGBTQ stuff. They're trying to plant seeds that these things are okay. And to certain people, they might be.
Yeah.
But to certain other people, it's not.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you're right over the target when you say they pick their best people.
Yeah.
Put in Hollywood or in the, but what I'll say is this. I don't think they pick the best people. I think they pick the people that are living so much in the flesh.
Yeah.
That they don't understand the spirit. And when they pick these people, they pick the people that are easily compromised.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that everybody's a pedophile. That doesn't mean that everybody is is this or that. It just means there's a lot of people that are
willing. And, yeah, willing. Yeah,
and there are people, you know, like, I mean, I've heard this so many times in Hollywood, you have to be willing to do anything to make it.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably true to some degree to some people, but there are things that I just, you know, I just wasn't okay with to begin with. And I had kept my mouth shut. You know, I was never political. I got along with everybody. I have friends on all sides of the court, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But your work in this area made you not surprised when things happened like the P. Diddy thing recently, because this is what you've been saying.
But we knew that. I mean, see, That's the thing. Like Liz and I were, we, I mean, like it's, there's a lot more than P. Diddy. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, what, you know, like, look, I don't care what, how you line up, but if it's okay with you to hurt a child or do something to a kid, I have a major problem with you.
Me too.
I don't care what anybody says. If you have a problem with that statement,
We're not on the same team.
yeah,
We're not on the same side.
we're definitely not on the same team. And it's like, I don't know. I know this. I know God does win, and I know that we are walking in a new time right now. But there's, you know, Satan and God have been in this battle for a long time, and we're lucky.
Okay, well,
I'm
this.
lucky to be here. I mean, I think we're lucky to
Oh,
be here.
yeah. You should have died more than once. Okay, let's switch gears just a second. Tell them a little bit about what you're doing, these events you're holding, and who's involved and what you're doing
Oh,
with these.
yeah. So through this journey, this walk, I got to meet Gerald Flynn about 3 years ago, and got to know him and his family. He's a wonderful family, and I it just kills me watching them just destroy this man. Like the lies and the things that I mean, look, the only word guy getting it worse than him is Trump, you know. So anyway, Gerald Flynn invited me to be on the board of directors at America's Future, and America's Future is one of the oldest nonprofits in America, and it's for constitutional values and the founding of, you know, this nation as our forefathers set it up to promote America
Intended.
first, America's interests first. And we do a thing called Project Defend and Protect Children, and we do these summits. And so this week we're leaving, leave tomorrow. We're in Ohio. And so if you're in Ohio, there's a lot of training, there's seminars, there's panels, and it's like how to identify human trafficking in the medical facility or in the medical field, how to identify it in the public. I mean, what do you look for? What do you do? What, if you think you're suspect, what are the steps that you need to take?
Good.
So there's a lot of educational classes that are done at these summits. And then we obviously hold a panel. It's a fantastic panel. Usually General Flynn's on it, or he's, you know, speaks, and then Lara Logan will usually moderate, and they'll have incredible guest speakers and people there to interact with. And then on Saturday, we show the film Into the Light, because it talks about so many topics that are very relevant right now. And, you know, AI and how the AI is manipulating your children. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, you have a social security number when you're born. You also have a digital social security number that tracks every device that you've ever had. And so I go into explaining to the public in the movie about AI and how it really works, and how that when every time you do anything online, or you click your carry your phone, or click your phone, or like something, that's stored data stored. And there's a place called Bumblehive in Utah that was run by the NSA, and it's where they store all this data. Well, they use this data to build a digital twin of you. Clone, a digital clone in the internet, right, or in the web. And so what they do with that is they run what's called payloads against your clones to get to you to manipulate. So if I want to get Steve to go do this, what do I have to put in front of Steve, and how many times will I have to show Steve this to get Steve to buy this shirt or to go buy a new Coke over a Pepsi, you know, something
Total
like that.
manipulation. So these are Friday, Saturday events when you do these?
Yeah, they're Fridays and Saturdays, and this one is Friday. We kick it off the summit, kick off the summit Friday night. Then there's some workshops and seminars during the day, and then towards the afternoon we're going to show the film, and then after the film we do a Q&A, and usually it's pretty fun. I mean, we get
How
to.
often you do these? How often do you have
They're
one?
usually about once a month,
Okay.
because it's quite a bit to put them on. I mean, we try. I mean, to get everybody's, you know, Gerald Flynn's always there, Mary Flynn's there, Boone Cutler, myself, Lara Logan. Brian Gamble. We have a lot of we've got a lot of really interesting speakers and a lot of knowledgeable people. One other thing that we do have is ARC, which is run by Baz Basel and Tina Baz. And they have been in the human trafficking, fighting human trafficking since like 91.
Wow.
So there's a lot of experts, and it's, I feel like, everyone should at least, if you're in the area or near, come check it out. 'Cause I mean, it's like 20, 40 bucks. That's not a lot.
Yeah.
And you'll learn a ton.
Great event. I
Learn a
want
ton.
people to know about that. And I know we need to wind down. I know you've got to go pick somebody
I
up for
gotta pick somebody
few
up at the
minutes.
airport.
So I want to wind this down one more time. Tell them where they can find your stuff. IntoTheLight.movie.
Yes, and I wish I could give that movie away for free. I really do. But
The $9.99 or something.
it's $9.99. And the reason we were doing rentals, but no one most people were buying the film
Yeah.
because it's a film that you're gonna want to watch it more than once.
Go buy it. Go
There's a
buy
lot
Into the Light.
of levels in it. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I want to pray for you as we wind down, and I want to thank you for the good work that you're doing for the kingdom.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you for Mike Smith and for his work for the kingdom, for his work to help stop human trafficking and to reveal the ways of the enemy. I pray you'd bless him financially, bless him emotionally and spiritually, bless their events, help them to be greatly attended and help many people. I pray that you would be with him now as he heads to the airport. I pray you'd be with his family. And we thank you for the connection we have as friends. We pray you'd help us to accomplish your purpose for us each day as long as we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks
Amen.
for Mike for being on here today.
Thank you, man. And also just, don't be a stranger. Call me. I'll come back whenever you want.
Okay. Love you. See you later.
Take care, man. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.